Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Aaron's not in the room right now. So everybody needs to step up a little bit, especially you, Blondie.
Well, hold on.
Because we have our baritone over there.
Mm-hmm.
Me.
I'm a little bit in the tenor range.
Okay.
We need those altos.
Me.
News. No.
Our only real hope is to decide this is news.
Don't think that you
or no.
I'm not allowed to say anything.
I just feel like let it ride.
Let it ride
way
this time.
Cooler.
Way better without Aaron.
Oh. She's going to listen to this back.
I'm just kidding. We did okay. Mm-hmm. Congratulations, guys. Good try.
Good evening.
Good evening.
For all you, welcome to the program. Sorry about that.
Thank you.
For all you Taylor Swift haters, go ahead. Be mad that I'm doing a Taylor Swift
story. It's
well,
like every day.
I've got a theory. No, I'm kidding.
If you do,
she was at
stupid.
I think debut. I can never say it right. I always go debut.
Debut.
Mm-hmm. I think debut Taylor's version is coming.
What is that
That's not
word?
My, it's not my
Can story. We just have a tangent because that's what I do on this
yep.
show?
Mm.
There's certain words that the British say differently, and there's one that I actually believe they're right. It's like we say contribute and contribution, and they do one. They're like, I think it's the same. They're like, contribute. Are you going to contribute? Because you made a contribution. Like they line
yeah.
them up.
Hmm.
So
this
like,
makes sense.
You know what I mean?
What
like,
does that have to
controversy,
do with this?
Controversy. I think they say that weird too. Just because you can't say debut.
Okay. So Taylor Swift was at the Toy Story 5 premiere last
Aaron's?
Night.
Nope.
You cannot. Because we are not at the end of the week. If it was Friday, I would say yes.
Okay.
I'll check the handbook.
Yeah.
See.
All right, back to Taylor Swift.
Taylor was at the Toy Story 5 premiere last night. And first of all, she looked so good.
Did Trav come?
No, Trav. She was with her mom and her brother. But then, after the movie played, she and, I don't want to get his name wrong, Randy Newman?
Oh!
Yeah. She and Randy Newman got up there. She performed I Knew It, I Knew You, and then he joined her on the stage, and they did a duet of You've Got a Friend in Me.
Is that available out there somewhere? I really want to hear that.
There's a video. There's videos everywhere if you just look it up. I'll put one on our stories
you
on
got
Instagram.
A friend in me.
And she like stays in her lower register the whole time. It's really cool. She does the line like, some people may be smarter than I am, and Randy goes, no one's smarter than you. It was just so cute. So cute, so good.
Okay.
And she's gonna be part of a special that they're doing. It's like Toy Story 30 or something. Now I'm gonna be honest with you, can't tell you where it's gonna air, but it is a special talking about Toy Story, and in one of the clips she was talking about how she is the first songwriter other than Randy Newman to write a song for Toy Story.
No, wasn't the ceremony. Oh, but that song already existed.
Or Randy Newman wrote it and had other people sing.
Oh.
I think those are the options.
So that Sarah McLachlan song that makes us all cry when it's
when
about Jesse.
When she
when
loved
somebody
me.
Loved me. Oh, God.
I'm excited to see the new one because so far, and there's a lot of people my age, about my age, where Toy Story lined up like perfectly with our lives. All the ones when they came out. I remember watching the one where he goes to college as I was going to go to college.
My mom
is weeping in the thing because it's so like, we're going through this right now. Seeing how old Andy, if he's even in the movie or whatever.
I know, we'll see. And by the way, Randy Newman wrote that song.
He did?
So he's written the songs that other people have performed. This is the first time someone else wrote.
This is another weird little fact that I read that like even the big stars like Tom Hanks didn't know that Taylor was writing the song.
Wow.
What day did that song come out? Like last Friday?
June 5th.
They pulled them into a room like
the
Thursday.
The day it was announced?
Yes.
Oh, and played it for them?
And they were like, okay, this has been a secret. We couldn't tell you because y'all are blabbermouths. And they played them the song and they're like, this is a closing credit song.
Wow.
So there you have it.
Wow.
Very cool.
I think we're out of time.
Yeah.
Right? No.
No, okay. Keep going.
Good.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from PUC examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm not sure if I'm going to pronounce her name right. I believe it's Zahara Marley Jolie Pitt.
Oh, yes.
She has filed legal documents to remove Pitt from her surname. So she wants to just be Zahara Marley Jolie. And we know things aren't good between Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. Here's where it gets, I think, really damning for Brad Pitt. The other kids have all removed Pitt from the name, too.
Like, uh-huh.
Can I proffer some other theory on this?
Sure.
I don't think Brad's a bad dude or a bad dad. I don't.
There have been bad reports.
There have been some. But here, let me just say this. My ex and I had a contentious divorce. Mm-hmm. But in no way, shape, or form would I let that venom that was going on between the two of us permeate into my relationship with my kids. They don't think, as a mother, she is the best mother for my children on the face of the planet Earth. I would never.
Yeah.
Here's what I'm saying. Maybe Brad was bad, but like, I think Angelina, and like, you can yell at me when I'm done, but like, I think Angelina probably every day is just like, what a piece of crap. You know, I'll pay for your, like, I'll pay to help you get the Pitt off the name. Like, I think she's like, even both things can be true. I think he can be a bad guy, but I think she just doesn't let it go and doesn't let him be a dad.
I think he's an absent father.
I don't think she and let him be a father.
And if you have an absent father, would you really want their name?
If that's true.
Mm, yeah.
But here's what I think. I think she wanted custody and he was just like, okay.
I'd be so sad if my own father had said, okay.
I'm not just defending him to defend him for the mankind thing. I'm just saying I've seen too many times where you let the venom you feel for your ex go to your kids and you're doing that thing where you're lobbying your kid and just look in the mirror.
You don't know that that's true.
I don't know that it's true. I don't. I'm just saying that is also as possible as him being a complete.
Yeah, there is a way to still big up, even if he is absent, to still go, that is your father and he's made, or whatever, like he's trying or something to.
Yeah.
He's making his own decision, but I'm not going to like disparage him.
There was,
I don't know.
There was some rumor though, right? Of like him being abusive or something on an aircraft or something.
Mm. Yes, with, especially to Angelina in front of the kids.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think it's up to, I think she's the, she'll be the fourth to change, to remove.
And how many are left?
There's Zahara, Shiloh, and also Maddox. And they've all filed
were
to change.
All of these kids. The other thing is, some of these kids were hers before they got married, right? Like, I think she was adopting children and then he kind of took them on.
Well, they have six kids.
But I think she had started, even with Billy Bob, she was already adopting.
Yeah, I'm not.
And stuff.
I'm not. Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, there's no Aaron story, so we just ending it on that tragic note.
I've another thing we can.
Okay, let's go.
Okay. Good evening.
Good evening.
They're not messing around. Zoe Kravitz and Harry Styles just got matching tattoos, and the tattoos read "Let It Rip" in all caps.
Jabba.
I
take
always,
that to mean.
No. Is it like, they were like, should we really get engaged? Should we do this? It's so fast. And they said, let it rip, baby. Let it rip. I hate it. I believe that matching tattoos are like the kiss of death. Mm-hmm. So.
Especially when they're about farting.
Okay.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Lemonade. Fresh squeeze lemonade. Lemonade?
Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.